You're listening to SBS News.
For 6.5 years, Tanush Selvarasa was held in an offshore processing centre on Manus Island. Leaving his family behind in Sri Lanka, Mr. Selvarasa saw Australia as a land of hope and protection. But he says he was met with a far harsher reality.
When we were in our offshore processing centre, that we did not receive anything from the government, but we already locked up inside the fence. Day by day, we deny our life in there. That's why we lost 30 innocent people's life on that island. This offshore processing center is not good solution for people who came to seeking asylum and safety.
Now, Mr. Selvarasa is a human rights activist for those seeking asylum in Australia and around the world. His work has seen him address the British Parliament, speaking out about the trauma and terror he faced during his time in offshore detention. For him, the UK government's decision to move asylum seekers offshore to Rwanda is devastating.
They don't realise now how much this will be going to affect in future people sent to the offshore processing center. Really, they don't realise now. Because I am the victim of that cruel policy. Still, some of my friends, offshore processing center, make them to do suicide or attempt to suicide.
Britain and Rwanda last week announced an agreement that will see anyone who arrives in the UK illegally since January 1st possibly sent 6,500 kilometres away to the East African country. There they will be processed and, if successful, will remain. It's a deal for which the UK has paid Rwanda the equivalent of $212 million up front. Concerns over immigration were a big factor in the 2016 Brexit vote. And British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has been under pressure to deliver on his promise to take back control of Britain's borders. Mr. Johnson says the plan will discourage people from making dangerous attempts to cross the English Channel and put people smuggling groups out of business.
These vile people smugglers are abusing the vulnerable and turning the Channel into a watery graveyard, with men, women and children drowning in unseaworthy boats and suffocating in refrigerated lorries. We must halt this appalling trade and defeat the people smugglers. That's why we're passing the Nationality and Borders Bill, which allows us for the first time to distinguish between people coming here legally and illegally.
But senior legal officer from the UN High Commissioner for Refugees, Larry Botanik, says similar policies in the past have been unsuccessful.
You know, I worked in Israel before I came to the UK. They were sending on a voluntary basis Eritreans to Rwanda, Sudanese to Uganda, and you know, people moved on from Rwanda within a week. So it doesn't deter smuggling, it promotes it.
Jana Favero is the director of advocacy at the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre in Australia. She told SBS that this decision is a dark stain on the history of the UK Parliament.
There is absolutely no justification for offshore detention. The Australian government has tried it twice now, and both times it has been an absolute policy failure. The first time it was shut and then reopened in 2013. So it is absolutely bewildering why another country would try and copy something which is such a financial and moral black hole.
The decision has also drawn criticism from the leader of the Anglican Church. Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, made the unusually direct political intervention in his Easter Sunday sermon, saying there were some serious ethical questions around sending asylum seekers overseas.
Subcontracting out our responsibilities, even to a country that seeks to do well like Rwanda, is the opposite of the nature of God, who himself took responsibility for our failures.
When announcing the plan, Boris Johnson hailed Rwanda as one of the safest countries in the world, despite the UK government raising concern last year about the nation's human rights record. Ms. Favero says offshore processing is a system of re-traumatising those who are trying to flee violence and terror.
What is so shocking about Rwanda is as recent as last year, the UK granted refugee status and asylum to people fleeing persecution in Rwanda. So what does that mean for someone who's fleeing from Rwanda in the future? They could then be sent back to their place of persecution. It really doesn't make any sense whatever, and it's only based on cruelty and ideology that people should not seek asylum by boat.
The British government's decision leaves many questions unanswered, including its final cost and how participants will be chosen. The UK says children and families with children will not be sent to Rwanda. Brooke Young, SBS News.